Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing well. The time is 21 minutes past the hour of 10. It's Friday. The weekend is here. This is a good thing, I think. Anyway, my little thought this evening, or thoughts if you will, are on recording, which I have talked about several times before, but this one is mainly about recording everything. And that's the title of this boo this evening, Record Everything. Which possibly is exaggerated, but to me, recording is more than half the story. If you can see, then you probably will take pictures with your camera or your smartphone or whatever you might have. But you're missing a great deal, a huge deal, in fact, of everything else that is around you. When you're in your living room and you take a picture of this amazing skyline, what you don't capture is your son or daughter sneezing in the kitchen by mistake. Because a sneeze is mistaken, unless they snort pepper, which is a really bad thing to do, so don't do it. A picture will never ever bring that back, and 5 years down the line when you look at that picture, you won't remember that. You'll only see the skyline that you took the picture of at the time. So record everything. Everything within reason, anyway. I lost my uncle a couple of years ago, and it came to my mum's attention that she had no recordings of his voice. And as that's my mum's closest brother and they grew up together from childhood, she came to me and said, did I have any recordings of my uncle Adrian, and if so, please could I send them to her? I did, and I did respectively. We had taken some video at my 25th birthday party, and I was the only one who had thought to record anything other than just take stills. So we pulled out the video camera recordings, and I sent them off to my mum via file transfer. It was fun. So she has that because, well, sighted people, and I know and live with a lot of them, have a tendency to forget people's voices after a while because they don't have recordings to refer back to. I guess blind people do too, but because I've lived with blindness all my life, and because audio is what my life is about, I record all kinds of things. From the mundane TV adverts, to the stupid flushing a toilet, going up and down in an elevator in my apartment block. Just those kinds of things, because 5 years from now, or 10 when you've moved house and those things are no longer the same as they were, you can refer back to them. And you keep them for posterity. Even if you never ever play them again, you have them. So my thing is, if you can do it, and you don't feel stupid doing it, and people don't mind you doing it, make more of an effort to record everything. Because there's one day when you will realize that actually, what you have here is a great, great thing. And to not have it is a really sad thing. And there are times when you can't get back those things. So try and make it not occur. Try and make it so that those things that you do have and have access to now, you can have access to in a digitalized form, or whatever it takes, a few years from now. Because things don't last forever. People don't last forever. And this is kind of a topic that's close to my heart. Beyond all the cool binaural recordings or quasi-binaural recordings or Jekyll and disc recordings or whatever, doesn't matter what you record with, as long as you yourself are happy with the sound quality. Just record. Hey now, don't buzz like that. That's the patch cable from my mixer to my phone. Don't, you know, record everything you can that you think or wouldn't even think about. People probably know me, I'm nuts about TV ads. I went on YouTube one day, spent about 8 hours of a Saturday going through YouTube ads because I wanted... This has 10 seconds remaining. That's really boring. So let's just wait for it to restart. Oh my gosh. Are you going to play? Well, I stopped it because I'm blind. Hang on, don't make me lose my train of thought. So I went on YouTube for 8 hours, as I said. And I scoured YouTube like a crazy man, looking for TV ads of my childhood. I've talked about TV ads in the audio boo before as well, so I won't rehash that necessarily. But to me, TV ads were the epitome of coming back from boarding school and sitting down with my mum on the weekends watching TV together. And watching the National Lottery on BBC and stuff like that. Catchphrase and Blind Date, all these things that used to be on and probably are not quite the same anymore. So, luckily for me, although I was not, of course, cognizant of this at the time, and I just took for granted that these things would always be around, and they were not always all around, of course. People had recorded those things that I did not do so, and I'm exceedingly glad that they did, because it gave me the opportunity to then go back later on and listen back to those things I did not know I even missed. I can't remember how my ad fetish, if you will, started, but I remember one day waking up and going, I've been thinking about this ad for years. How do I find it? I didn't actually find it on YouTube. I found it in a huge collection of ads that somebody sent to me last year, and it made my day. It's really stupid as well, because it's just a little kind of ad, but there's this one ad that had this piece of piano music in it, and I've been trying to find it for a ridiculously long time, and I couldn't and hadn't, and now I have it. And it was played in like 1992/93, so I would have been 9 or 10 years old. And it's the little things that really stick in your head. So right now, for example, I try to record lots of Jake and Alice, my two children, being themselves, because in 5-10 years they will not be that way anymore. They will still be themselves, but they will not be themselves as they are at present. So try and get all these things, you know, record your mum, your dad, your brothers and your sisters. If they don't like being recorded, fair enough, but if you explain to them why you think that you should do it, then they might understand. No one wants to talk about death and morbidity like that, but you know, you might want to just hear that and be reminded of it years down the line when they are no longer with you. To me anyway, it's a really important thing. Very. I have lots of recordings of my mum. I have fewer of my grandmother, which is kind of sad. I need to rectify that. Actually, there are some on tape, but I don't have those tapes. So I need to get hold of those before they get disappeared, assuming they're still around and still in good condition. See, recording in this day and age, we're a lot luckier, because digital isn't going to just sort of fall over and die and get crackly like an old record or hissy like an old tape and deoxidize and bad. We might lose it due to a hard drive crash or a memory card issue or whatever, but chances are, if you back it up to multiple places, you can still keep it around if you're clever. It doesn't suffer the degeneration issue. If you copy a copy of a copy, as long as you don't transcode it, you know, MP3 to WMA to OGG to MP3 again, which is kind of like copying a tape and copying the copy of the tape and copying the copy of the tape. That's kind of the modern day equivalent. But as long as you don't do those things, you can retain your recordings for pseudo ever, that is, beyond your death, and give it to your children. And that's the legacy I'd like to leave behind, is those people. Because I know, for example, Derek Lane is cleaning up records of people long gone. And if they've been left in dust and all kinds of bad situations, then they're really hard to hear after the fact, even after a restore. Sometimes, not all the time, sometimes. And we can find out about those people's lives, how they were, what they did, what they liked. But beyond a certain point, when there was no recording equipment around, we couldn't do these things. So, again, it comes back to my main topic. Record everything. Record the sounds of the traffic on your street. Record the slamming of your front door. Because when you move house, it'll sound different. It's all the stupid things. It doesn't have to be great recordings. They just have to exist. So that you yourself, doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but you yourself can go back to them at another date. Thank you for listening, and good night.